You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Diving right back into a 9 o'clock hour here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Mac's back from camp. Packed his lunch, too, by the way.
And then he Did you really bring your own lunch?
Saturday.
Good for you.
Some almonds.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Some apples. Smart.
I did bring some cheese. Snacks. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, you should. You don't want to be out there. You got to do a show. You're a growing boy.
Had some beef jerky as well.
He shouldn't fire the waitress. But anyway, that's another story for another time. We'll get into that some other point in time. So you had some snacks with you. You didn't go famished or anything?
Yes.
Good. All right.
Fire
smart man.
Waitress.
Sunday got a hot dog. Thanks to the wonderful people over at Hy-Vee cooking it all up.
There you go.
Yep.
See, you make friends.
Yeah, exactly
You return the favor. Did you get your snow cone?
No snow cone. I left right out.
Oh, that's how Cody got stung by the bee with the snow cone machine.
Cody's out today. I guess he got stung inside the mouth.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Who's buying that?
Because his new song is I'm a bee, but it's going to sound like, stung inside the mouth.
I think Cody's probably mad with the new AI songs that we have that kind of putting his to shame.
We mentioned this earlier in the show. James Cook, running back for the Buffalo Bills, business is what he said as to where his status currently is with the team. He's at practice today. He's holding in, is what Adam Schefter said. The hold in is underway.
Right. And Brandon Bean, the GM, either you're out of touch or you're a liar. I didn't think it was going to come to this. Really? You didn't think like eventually you're a guy who's wanted to get paid since last season, like in the middle of the year, wasn't going to do something and take that next step to trying to get paid? But I'll be honest with you, man. I hope Buffalo stands their ground and they don't pay him. Brandon Bean said yesterday, we got to fit everybody on an umbrella, not inside a silo. And so it may get ugly, but it's a running back. You can find these guys. It's not the end of the world. They should worry about their guys getting healthy. They had 15 players sitting out of practice yesterday. And so now's a great time for James Cook to hold out because you had all these injuries. I get it, but I mean, eventually you're going to sign the contract or you're just going to play for what it is, because I don't expect James Cook to get a big time deal from Buffalo. I just don't see it happening that way. I could be totally wrong, but he's a running back. And I know we had a good kind of renaissance last year. I just don't see the league going out and paying everybody now.
No, definitely not. Yeah, and you mentioned it. His leverage has gone up. This is one of the reasons I think rookie running back contracts should be 2 years and not four or five, because the longevity in the lifespan is just different for running back. So it should be treated as such.
You say that, but the owners will never agree to that, because then they'll have to start paying some of these running backs.
No, it's going to take the Players Association to step up and really demand stuff like that to happen if they want running backs to ever actually get what they're worth.
Well, the Players Association in the NFL just is weak.
Nightmare.
It's very weak. Now, compared to the baseball union, right? The baseball union is as strong a union as you can get. The Players Association in the NFL, they could be a lot stronger than they are, and they should be. They just hired a guy today that used to run the SAG-AFTRA union. So I don't know, maybe that's going to make it stronger for the players. But the players need to realize they are the product. They have such an upper hand with the NFL, and they never wield that upper hand, because all of a sudden the players in the NFL said, we're not playing, and the NFL's like, fine. People would be pissed. People would all support the players in something like this.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably their second most important player on their roster last year outside of Josh Allen.
Offense, for sure, yeah. I think he led the league in rushing touchdowns.
Shakur was good. He did lead the league in rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
It's even Field Yates kind of alluded to what you have talked about, how he was saying that Brandon Beam noted yesterday that James Cook became the first player not to practice due to contract dispute during his tenure in Buffalo. Like, do it. It's new territory for Buffalo. Yeah. Like, this is what happens when you become a long-lasting, good franchise. There's a lot of money, but there's players that don't get that money, and you have to kind of nitpick who does and who doesn't get it. And again, I think we see this all the time in camp. There's always 3 to 4 to 5 players that are noteworthy. McLaurin, Cook, Watt was one of them. Miles Garrett was one last year. This year, it's Micah Parsons in Dallas, where we don't know what the hell's going on, but we do know what's going on.
Right.
Because Jerry Jones knows that he is no longer the team of the NFL, but the only way to stay relevant with the team in the NFL is to just constantly give the media stories. Because look, Jerry Jones will be on a radio show this time tomorrow in Dallas. That he is every week, every day, every week of the year, 52 times a year, he is on that show. And he will talk about Micah Parsons all day tomorrow. Like, imagine just having your owner of your team be like, so what's the deal with Micah Parsons? Hits the off button.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Exactly, yeah.
So we'll see what happens with all of that when it comes to the Buffalo camp. We'll see what happens with all of that. But the first depth chart is out. You ready to get into it?
Yeah, we are.
Mac, anything that stuck out to you outside of maybe Sky Moore or Jalen Royals?
You look at the defense. I think you and I text a little bit about it. Jamari Connor starting safety. But I think people are like, wait, what's going on with Jaden Hicks? That's Get a little nerdy here. Chamari Connors is going to be playing nickel corner, so that means Hicks will be in at safety for a lot of those reps when they're playing one less linebacker, which will be a lot of the time. So practically him and Connor both really starting for all intents and purposes.
I thought he was really good in the interview we had because we talked about the legacy that he's coming in to fill, right? Justin Reed, great guy, great teammate. Before him, it was Tyrann Mathieu. Now it kind of seems like you look at these Chiefs players on this roster of like where guys come into the fold, and we've seen that with who's going to be the next receiver. Is it Rashee Rice going to take over that legacy that Tyreek Hill left in Kansas City? Who's going to be the next tight end in the next couple of years? Is going to have to, you know, God forbid, fill those shoes, which they won't.
No, they won't, and don't expect them to either. That's the other thing. That's going to be on us because whoever takes over for Travis isn't going to be Travis Kelce. Don't pretend that he is and think that he's going to put up the same numbers as Travis Kelce. I would look at the tight end position after Travis Kelce leaves here as a position that we no longer have in Kansas City until it comes to fruition again.
Like, until Jake Brittingstool, yeah.
Yeah, like you can't force that position. You just can't force the next. You will take a step back. That's why Rashee Rice being good and stepping it up and being that reliable guy is key to this whole thing staying intact.
Right, because the offense, as you could, you know, assume is what it is. The line is your wide receivers 1 and 2 are Rice and Worthy. Mm-hmm. Your left tackle is Josh Simmons, which is awesome.
Yep.
Followed by Kingsley at guard, Creed at center, Trey at right guard, right tackle Juwan Taylor, Travis Kelce tight end, and then obviously Mahomes, Pacheco go through, and then Carson Steele, the lone fullback. Mm-hmm. No competition. Your defensive line looks interesting. Mike Dana, Mike Pinnell, Chris Jones, Carl Loftus, Drew Tranquil, Bolton, Chenault is your linebacking core, McDuffie, Watson. The other corner out there as well.
Watson, yes!
And then Cook and Connor are your safeties. And then the special teams is Ariza Butker and then Nico Remigio, who's going to get the role as the return guy.
How deep is that defensive line when you have FAU as the third string defensive end?
Do we need to have that conversation?
I think it's a little bit too early. He's still on that rookie deal. I think he's still fairly cheap. Now, maybe you have the conversation that you ain't picking up that fifth year option potentially. But I mean, you look, he's like the fifth defensive end technically because you got Dana and Carl Loftus as your two starters. Then you have Jelati and Omenihu as your two backups. Then you have FAU and Malik Herring on the next kind of line there. And then, of course, who could forget about Mac's favorite Janarius Robinson coming in the end there, along with Jeffrey Bassa, Brandon George, Cooper McDonald, Melvin Smith, and Coach Izzard. Is Coach Izzard related to Eddie?
Yeah.
Somebody says we wanted another Tony Gonzalez so bad that we got a replacement with the same another Tony. It just was Tony Moyaki.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, you can't force that, no matter what position it is. Like, God forbid the guy who takes over after Patrick Mahomes retires, right? Right. Don't expect that to happen. Don't expect that to be the guy. Or whoever takes over for Josh Simmons in 20 years. He ain't going to be as good as Josh.
Yeah, I mean, we'll just let Mahomes play here as long as possible. Then we'll do what the Lakers did in L.A., and then we'll just draft his son as quarterback.
That's right.
Mahomes will check himself out of the game, and then his son will come in and do, like, the hand wave, like, give me the play.
Let's play.
Or we'll just go get Dylan Raiola in a couple of years and couple let him years. Just sit behind Mahomes for seven.
Uh-huh. But looking at the tight end, you guys are talking about Travis Kelce. Jared Wiley, the last tight end on this depth chart. And I don't know how much
and
to
take
him
And that's because
of the
injury.
Okay.
Injury. Gotcha. Yeah, and he's still battling back.
But Brendan Stuhl has not been playing last week, and he's right there on the second string
line. No, he's not second string. It's Noah Gray's second, Robert Tonyan's third, Wiley's fourth, bringing Stuhl's fifth. Jaquarius Spivey is sixth, and
that's
then Trey
Bob's
Watson
camp,
is seven. Jaquarius Spivey?
As they do on Cody and Gold's show, they do their Camp Darling, and that's his, Spivey.
G-E-O-R apostrophe, capital Q-U-A-R-I-U-S. Jaquarius Spivey.
Never heard of him.
Well, you better get used to him because he might be an impact player of the future. I'm just kidding. Somebody in the text line says, I think Xavier Worthy has potential to be the next Tyreek Hill. That's high praise.
Love it. Love it.
How deep is defensive line, though, all of a sudden?
Dude, it's awesome.
I went in with a big concern about the defensive line, and seeing, you know, Gelato and Norman Lear out there wrecking people, it's been good to see those two guys as rookies dominate. Like, and I use the term dominate loosely, but they're going out there, and they don't look like rookies in everything we're seeing from training camp. You were up there. I mean, they appear to be beasts.
They're monsters, man. They walk like they have been here before, and they play like it too. Obviously, Ashton Gelati, everyone's seen him getting the best of Justin Simmons. And then Omar Norman-Lott, like, he is just a massive human being. He's extremely strong. He was getting reps with the ones and obviously twos, as he's listed here on the depth chart. But, I mean, Jerry Tillery even there on the second string, like, that was the former first-round pick. And the people were like, he hasn't lived up to it. But this is a guy who's going to be the fourth, fifth defensive lineman on the Kansas City Chiefs as a former first-round pick. A guy who would start on a lot of different teams. He's fourth or fifth best here in Kansas City. So, yeah, the depth on that position, man, that's awesome to see.
You want some humorous depth chart news?
Yes, please.
From Adam Schefter, Colts' first unofficial depth chart of the season. It says, and I read, Colts' first unofficial depth chart of the season lists quarterback positions like this. Daniel Jones or...
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's going to come down to the wire.
How bad is that? If you are a Colts fan today and you wake up, even yesterday before you saw the or, but if you're waking up as a Colts fan, go back to bed. Just hibernate through the football season, because you're legitimately determining Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones as your starting quarterback. I'd rather punch myself in the face. BBL stinky.
No doubt about it. We dive into what our guy Josh Springer had to tell us earlier about these Royals as they gear up for a 3-game series in Boston. Park the cab behind the bar. We get into that on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your own for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
As we get closer and closer to the 10 o'clock hour, then Binkley, Drew, and Alex will get you. Cody was stung in the mouth by a bee. Somebody says Cody got stung inside the mouth since he never shuts up from the 9-1-3.
I mean, it's unbelievable, really. Like, of all people, right?
They'll give you this story. He had a bee problem in his backyard, and now he's got a bee problem in his front yard, which is his mouth. Coming up at 9:45, we'll get into our brioche of the weekend.
Probably should have called Ned to get some information on that bee stuff, you know?
I'm trying to think. Like, that's got to be terrible. Inside the mouth.
Oh, it's the worst.
I mean, I've been stung by a wasp in the shoulder blade, and I thought the world ended.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
and then Michael Garcia doubled, you know?
I mean, I got stung by a jellyfish and still did the show the next week.
Yeah. Did you pee on it, though? I mean, with the jellyfish, you just pee on it, and it'd be fine. But the getting stung, how does a bee get in your mouth like that?
Maybe you're running like, holy crap.
Yeah, maybe, exactly, and just ate it. Like, it's got to be one of those freak things, right, to get stung in the mouth by a bee. Yeah.
It's also a baller bee. Because isn't it true if they sting you, they die?
Yeah.
So he went out, just kamikaze that thing right inside his mouth.
Cody. Yeah. He took one for the team.
And then got a steroid shot inside the mouth.
Oh, my God.
I mean, obviously getting stung in your urethra would be the worst. But I would think mouth might be the second worst.
But anywhere where you have, like, that soft tissue, like your eye, could you imagine getting stung in your eye?
Damn, yeah, that'd be terrible.
Or, like, inside your ear?
That'd be so uncomfortable.
What about inside the hole? Can't sit. Can't use a restroom. That's a terrible wipe. Dude wipes don't help that out.
Yeah, but the hemorrhoid ones do. You know, preparation H wipes are always good to use. Ooh. That may solve it a little bit, but no, even still, I mean, bottom of your foot.
I was just thinking foot would be, in between your toes
In between your toes would be brutal, because that's where kind of like in between your fingers. I mean, you ever get like a mosquito bite on your finger or something there?
Yeah. Like, for sure.
Mosquitoes love me.
Well, you got to get aspirin out. Put that mosquito dome over the top of the yard.
Right.
Problem. But I used to get them like in between the fingers and things like that. That would hurt like a son of a gun.
Or I guess if you didn't see it on the rim of your beer or something, you took a drink.
Yeah, you took a drink. Oh, I've heard that happen with people before.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I never stung by a bee. Two wasps, never a bee.
Or like if you're drinking a margarita and you have a straw, maybe you suck it through the straw and it gets down in your throat or something. Oh, my God. There's a lot of things that can happen with bees.
Yeah, it says it's karma. Cody went crazy on the bees instead of calling a beekeeper. I do know that he's had problems in his backyard, that he went out there and, the worst story I ever heard about getting stung is my dad told me at his house back in the day in Springfield. His dad was getting ready to go get his old work boots, and they were up in the attic, and he hadn't put them on all winter. Went up there in the spring, put his feet inside the boots, heard a crunch, two wasp nests in the bottom of his shoes.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrifying.
George Likens, worst thing ever. He goes, ever since then, and I do this to this day, dude. Even today when I go home and mow, I will take my lawn shoes and I will bang them against
the ground. It's funny how things like that happen. And you like
not happening to me, dude.
I remember my dad telling me a story like when he was in college, he said, you know, he passed out on the beach. And, you know, it's we went to school at Monmouth College. It's right on the beach. You know, you do what you do, right? Burned the hell out of his feet, right? Mm-hmm. At sunburn on his feet to this day. Me now, because of that story that one time, I always put sunscreen all over my feet because that's the last thing you want to have is like the bottom of your feet sunburn.
I didn't get the bottom, but I went to Panama City for spring break in college, burning the top of my feet so bad. Top of them. There were two bubbled blisters on top of my feet. I had to wear like black socks on the beach. Try talking to girls in that situation. Oh my God, why are you wearing socks? Because if you saw my feet, you'd freak out. And I could not drive home because I could not put my feet into the slides. The bubbles on the top of my feet were so big.
Oh my God.
You want to know what the first thing I do when I get sunscreen? Tops of my feet.
Tops to your feet.
Oh, the buddies of mine that went still laugh about it. It's like, yeah, everybody had to drive home on the leg home from Panama City except for Dusty because we felt so bad he couldn't put his shoes on. Like, I literally could not wear shoes.
There's nothing worse than sunscreen. That's why I get on people, or sunburn. That's why I get on people all the time. Put it on. Don't get burnt. There's no reason to have that happen to your body.
That bee pulled a Cousin Eddie on Independence Day. Hello, Cody. I'm back. Oh, man, yeah, see, somebody says my lawn shoes are in the garage. I look at them, and I shake them out every single time. I'll do it today. I'll literally bang against the floor. Even my golf shoes. Today, when I go golf today at 4 o'clock, I'll literally bang my golf cleats against each other so in case there's, like, because I'll freak out if there's even just, like, a daddy long leg that crawls out of there and be like, nope, we're not playing golf today.
See, so. I keep mine inside, though, now. But that's not because it just got too cluttered in the garage. It was right. One of those things. And so I just, all right, we're moving this stuff inside, and we'll keep it in there. But, yeah, I can't imagine stepping on a wasp nest or something like that with your bare feet.
You're going into a wasp nest in Boston tonight. You're going to go face those Red Sox. This was Vern on what's important in this series.
To me, most important is just, like I said out of the gate, just keep playing this terrific brand of baseball where the defense, again, the reason why a few weeks ago, right before the All-Star break when the Royals dropped 2 of 3 to the New York Mets at home, that to me was, quote unquote, it. You know, that to me is when I was resigned to the fact that it's not in the cards for the boys this season. They just didn't do enough things that good teams do. They didn't run the bases well. Their defense was average at best. They didn't come from behind. They had no power. They had no clutch. The rotation was starting to get banged up. You know, love the team, but you know, 100-some-odd games in, I just didn't think it was in the cards for them. But since the All-Star break, and you look at what they've done of late, winning 9 of the last 13, it's because they're playing good baseball. They're executing. They're getting the ball. They're getting the bunt down. They're hitting the ball behind the runner. They're taking the extra 90 feet. They're just so that to me is the top storyline as you go into Boston to take on a team that is as hot as any ball club in the American League. Can you match them in just quality of baseball? That's number one. And then number two, Bailey Falter on the hill tonight, the young right-hander Ryan Burgert going tomorrow.
So two new additions. Mm-hmm. The J.J. Piccolo success train will continue. He had a really good weekend in Toronto. But if you think that this is going to be tough, it's going to be tougher because as of June 6th, the Yankees had a 10.5 game lead over those Red Sox. As of today, they only have a game and a half. Or the Yankees are 1.5 games back of the Red Sox.
Well, the Yankees are playing some of the worst baseball you can imagine. They just got swept by the Marlins, and our friend Jayhawk for Life just showed us a link on X, formerly Twitter, that the Marlins are the only team in the history of baseball to have a winning record against the Yankees, right? Yeah. And so, not to justify anything, but now that loss to the Marlins in that series coming out of the All-Star break doesn't look as bad as it did coming right out of the All-Star break, and you thought, oh my God, losing to the Marlins. They're beating up on everybody. And didn't you say the Marlins are a 500 ball club right now?
55 and 55.
I mean, all of a sudden, look out, National League East. The Florida Marlins have something to say about what's going on in baseball. And so that's why those series, now you look back and they're like, okay, the Marlins are actually a pretty damn good team. at this point in time.
Yeah, I think at one point in June they were like 21-40.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden at the end of July and the start of August they're 55-55.
Like, where did that come from? Because nobody was paying attention and all of a sudden they're a 500. I mean, it's classic, like, forgot about this team and now all of a sudden they're making a run for the playoffs and they have the same identical record as the Royals do. They're at 500 and the Royals are at 500. And so this is, and to kind of piggyback on Vern's part a little bit, they are playing good baseball right now. These games have become fun to watch again. They're no longer like, oh my God, this is dreadful. I can't watch this anymore. They can't score any runs. They're scoring runs, they're pitching great, and they're playing really good defense right now. And now it's important to continue that in Boston because the last thing you want to do is give back all the goodwill that you just gained this weekend in Toronto, right? You go and fall on your face in Boston and people go, well, see, they're not ready to go. Here we go again. Go out there and sweep the damn Red Sox, man. Take care of business up there.
Yeah, because, I mean, that is what he had mentioned about how you're going to play against Dylan Crochet on Tuesday, which is going to be a massive, you know, pitching. You're going to take two of these guys you just got in the trade deadline, give them their, you know, hey, here it is. Here's your test. It's Fenway. Vern talking about that Royals rotation and that bullpen.
I want to get to a place where I'm taking you for granted. And I think the city now, I'm not complaining or pointing a finger, but I think we do take Michael Wacha for granted. I think we do take Seth Lugo for granted, and that's a good thing. That means they're delivering, they're earning every single penny of their $18, $20 million contract. But for as great as the rotation is, or was, and we'll see what Falter and Burgert can do over the next 2 days in Boston, but what's exciting about these final 50 games is the return of Hunter Harvey and what a force that bullpen suddenly looks like mm-hmm. with Harvey, Urseg, and Estevez back to where they were in early April when it was looking like this Royals bullpen, at least the back end of the bullpen, might be the best in the division. Name-wise, and as far as power stuff, I do think it's the best 1-2-3 at the back end of a bullpen in the American League Central and top five, top half of the American League, certainly.
So now you look at this bullpen and you think to yourself, can we get those sort of 2015 vibes, right? Where it's like, hey, if we're up 4-2 going into the seventh inning, we know it's going to be Harvey, Urseg, and Estevez.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I know there's been hiccups lately with Estevez with the ball staying in the yard or, you know, making it seem like a nervous, you know, sort of outing. He got the outing yesterday because he hadn't pitched all weekend. So like my daddy looks at me and goes, why the hell is he? And I go, he hadn't got any work. They blew him out in the first game. They lost 4-2 the second game, and now they're up big. They got to get him some work before they head to Boston. But if you can get to that point where your offense now is averaging over 5 runs a game since the All-Star break, really had an uptick in production there. And then what I saw from Hunter Harvey this weekend, I mean, he had that one batter in Toronto. It was fastball, fastball, fastball. Gas, 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 take a seat. Mm-hmm. And it was overmatched. And if you have him and you have Urseg, who we know is just the e-cig in the bullpen where you've had that rough day, and then all of a sudden you put this guy in there, you're like, okay. And then you have your closer set up. You're going to be set up to do a lot more things positive. Because like you said, yeah, we take advantage of Michael Wacha. 17 of 18 batters retired.
Yeah, he was
like
great.
A stud. Seth Lugo, same way. Eat up 6 innings. That's what we want again. That's what it was 15. That was the recipe that got you into the playoffs. Eat up the 6 innings with your starter and then let the guys that have their job at the back end of that bullpen do it. And if you can get comfortable with that and have Harvey, Urseg, and Estevez, things can feel a lot more comfortable in that rotation.
Yeah, you're right about that. That bullpen is pitching well. Like, everything's working for this team right now. I don't want to jinx anything because they're playing some really good, fun baseball. And look, I think the series against Boston is going to be a lot of fun too because, as we know, they're a playoff team. It's not an easy place to go in there. And when you win in those environments, when you're not supposed to win, it makes it even more sweet. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch these next 3 games, and kicking the crap out of the Boston Red Sox is always a good thing. But they wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Salvi right now. And I think there are a lot of folks that probably owe Salvador Perez an apology for ripping on him early in the season. And we talked about it with Vern a little bit, and he made a good point. There was a lot of pressure internally on these guys. I told you when I came back from spring training, they were saying they were a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't start out the way that they wanted it to. And then everybody starts pressing and pressing and pressing, and then all of a sudden the toothpaste is out of the tube, and you're like, damn, can they get this thing back? And now they're sitting back at 500. And the reason, in my opinion, the biggest reason they're back at 500 is because Salvador Perez is playing like the Hall of Famer that he is. He has hits in 37 of his last 51 games. The gentleman had his second best offensive month in the history of his career just as July ended, and they're winning a lot of games. It's no secret right now. And now Salvi just 7 homers from 300 18 RBIs from 1,000 right now, both very doable this season. So the Salvi watch is on as he's heating up. The Royals have been heating up, and you're as good as your best player goes. And Salvador Perez, your team captain, your veteran guy, is playing his ass off right now, and the Royals are winning a lot of games. It's funny how that happens, right?
It's also funny how another guy's playing his ass off and kind of being the unsung hero. Obviously, if you missed the news over the weekend, Noah Kamen and Salvador Perez were the players of the month in the month of July for the Royals, but this guy been there all year.
Kyle Isbell, to me, is the Gerard Dyson of this era, in that if you love the Royals, you love Kyle Isbell. If you're an average baseball fan, you know about the Royals, but maybe you don't watch them on a daily basis. You're unfamiliar with Kyle Isbell. But out at Kauffman Stadium on the post-game show, his name is always mentioned of, Vern, I don't think we give this guy enough love. Exactly what you're talking about. Because, yeah, this weekend, three doubles in the past two games, makes every play in center field. No, his arm isn't anything to write home about. But his glove is, his first step is, his instincts are.
So that's Kyle Isbell, who had the big hit this weekend, as you heard earlier in the show, and that you heard if you, were on the 96.5 The Fan radio station, you heard this play.
Dominguez set, he deals, and there's a ground ball fair inside the bag at first and down the line. Richick around third base on his way home. He'll score standing up. The ball gets away in right field from Loper. Fido. Isbell into second, and a ground ball dribbles inside the bag and gives the Royals a 3-2 lead in the 10th.
And that was what really opened up the floodgates in that extra inning. I mean, he could have gone to third, but he did the head first slide. Wasn't a matter. He still came around and scored. The voice you hear there, the voice of the Naturals in Double A, because Steve Stewart was gone for his son's wedding. Vern, the funeral.
Yeah,
which he had missaid, and Binkley just ran with that. Vern, I'm sorry. You know Binkley, and we all know Binkley. He's not going to let you let that one down. But Kyle Isbell, I love that praise. Gerard Dyson, not the guy that you want to save your team, but the guy that always seems to come up at a moment where you're like, oh, there he is again.
Right. You didn't think that Gerard Dyson would be the comp to Kyle Isbell in all of this, but I understand where Vern is going with that comp. Yeah, we love Kyle Isbell, but most of the people outside of Kansas City probably have no idea who he is. And that was kind of the way it was with, Gerard Dyson. You knew him in Kansas City, but outside of Kansas City, you really didn't know who Gerard Dyson was. And so when you hear, that comparison and that comp between Dyson and, Kyle Isbell, I'm like, okay, I see what Vern's saying. A guy that's very, very valuable to the team that you don't know unless you are a true diehard fan of that organization. I'm sure over the years with the Chiefs dynasty, we could probably think of a lot of those guys that were kind of rock star players that only Chiefs fans would know. Like, I know Nick Bolton is good. How many people outside of Kansas City know his importance to what the Chiefs have done? Or even Harrison Butker's importance to the Chiefs. You always kind of have those guys that are such big contributors to your team that they become those cult heroes inside your town.
Yeah, he's almost like the Charles Omenihu, right? Yeah, like, he's not the guy that's like Chris Jones or Nick Bolton or, Carl Loftus, but when playing at the level they can play at, they make everyone around them better, and they look better as well.
Yeah.
Like, Kyle Isbell's not going to hit 300. He's not going to have 25 home runs, but he's going to get a double in the extra inning game against Toronto where you're, tied 2-2 or whatever the hell it was at that moment, and you'd only had, one hit since, till the ninth inning when you got the Bobby Witt Jr. and everything kind of started going that way. And what we're seeing is like a lot of similarities from 15 to this year's team is the bullpen looks like it's established itself. I know it's been a small sample size with Harvey, but like Ursag and Estevez have been there all year. And now the offense kind of seems like, hey, let's just keep the line moving. Let's just get a hit, knock this guy in. It's Isbell, then it's Tolbert, then it's India, then it's Bobby, then here comes the captain. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, here's that Yastrzemski guy again, base hit. Doesn't matter who that he's a 34-year-old, right fielder. He fits this team because all this team needed was to get guys in from scoring position. And that game on Sunday against Toronto, you couldn't have gotten it better than that, which was getting guys in scoring position when it mattered most.
Yeah, it was outstanding to see a guy like Yastrzemski stepping up, especially on Friday night with that big home run. At first of all, you're like, who's that guy? Oh, that's the new guy. Yaz is up here hitting,
2-1.
Hitting home run, give him the lead. And you felt really comfortable about it at that point in time. Like, all right, way to go. Here's the I want to say kid, but he's 34 years old. He's Salvi's age, but those are the type of bats that I think are really going to ultimately deliver for you, because you're not going to be able to get that big brand name bat, I don't think, until this this offseason. But you've got Mike Yastrzemski in there. You got Randall Grichuk in there. You've got Adam Frazier in there right now. Guys that can go out there and give you a true adult at bat. And you see the bottom half or bottom third of the order now, and you actually recognize the names and you see you can get some production out of those guys. And that's all you want. You just don't want 7, 8, 9 to be a black hole. You want it to be something that's a little bit productive. And now with the addition of Yastrzemski and Frazier and Grichuk in there, you've got guys 7, 8, 9 that can carry a professional stick for you and get you a hit when you need it most. And even Kyle Isbell at the bottom part of that order. He's a nice 7, 8, 9 hitter. I love watching that guy play.
Some of the text line chiming in that Harvey looks pretty damn good. For me, it's them getting those clutch hits with the runners on base and hitting home runs when they were not doing that before. Yeah, they like have one of the best OPBs in baseball since the All-Star break, or maybe since June. Mm-hmm. Tied for third at least a couple days ago in home runs since the All-Star break. They're really just starting to put the ball on the bat and getting results, which is what you need, because we'd asked all year, like, when is this pitching going to get the help from the batting? Because we said, what, 4 months ago, it seems wild, 3 months ago, they had a World Series, you know, rotation, and they had a minor league lineup.
Yeah.
Now they're starting to get that gap a little bit more slimmed down. They're back to 500.
And it's not because the pitching is coming back to earth. It's the other way.
Yeah, the batting started to use it. And then somebody says, Bob, actually the phrase is the toothpaste is out of the tobe.
Get the week off, man. I know you probably don't want it because summer's winding down. The kiddos are still home. But the first week they're back in school for an entire week, you get the week off.
That's right.
Is Mac even in there?
Nah, I didn't get it.
Oh, that's too bad.
And then somebody says, what happens with Cags when he comes back from the IL? Well, we'll see how he does in his rehab slash get it right start down in Omaha. And then he'll probably get moved back up. And
he doesn't deserve to get moved back up right now. And I would not be making any room at the inn for Jack Caglione at this point in time.
And the only reason that you would see a spot for him, which he will be back on the roster, obviously he'll be back in the jerseys and all that sort of stuff. And the 14 will be there, but it's because Salvador Perez, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's going to have to catch. You'd rather have Cags be a DH, have Yastrzemski in right, or have Grichuk in right field, and let him just be a DH and be like, hey, man, don't worry about the fielding right now. We'll work about that on the offseason. Just be a stick.
Yeah.
Be the guy that you can be in the lineup, and that'll happen, because I don't know who is more influential on this team towards the end of the stretch. Will it be Cole Reagans or will it be Caglione?
Well, I would say Reagans, I would think, but I don't know that I can count on either of those guys at this point in time, because I don't know what Cole Reagans is going to be like, right? We're relying on a guy that was injured, and we're relying on a guy that's failed at the big league level in Jack Caglione. And so as long as Grichuk and Frazier and Yastrzemski and these guys are hitting, I'm not messing with the lineup. He didn't do enough to earn a spot back automatically. I think he's going to have to go down to the minors and this is my opinion, earn his way back to the big leagues now, because they've got guys that are in there. They're not the guys that you want, but they're professional big league hitters that have done a better job over their course of their career than where Cags is right now. And it may be the best thing ever. Just send him down for the rest of the year. Let him get fixed, get healthy, whatever the case may be, and start it off in spring training. Because if these guys are hitting right now and this lineup's working, I'm not messing with something that's working and something that's hot at this point in time.
Yeah, the opposite take I'll give is I think the rehab stint will give him that confidence, and I think the other confidence that will give is like, hey, you don't have to be an everyday right fielder. You can be an everyday DH, or you can play 2 out of 3 games in a series where you don't have to do much. Let these veterans kind of give you the insight of what you need to do and just be a productive bat in that lineup. I do think that this will help him down in Omaha once he gets a little bit better and he gets kind of like, I don't know if it's like a humbling thing. I mean, I think you can be humbled in many different ways other than just being like slapped in the face with humbleness. But I think this is one of those things where he'll go down there, get his swing back together, kind of figure out, okay, I don't want to be back down here ever again. I want to stay on this roster. And then maybe he comes up and he has a big rehab start down there and gets better, gets things back together and gets back on this lineup and then becomes that productive player, because you're going to see what Boston has in their young rookie. And that's Roman Anthony this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get back to the show on the other side. We'll get into our brioche of the weekend. Tave, Tobe, Teeb, Tob, Tube. Either way, look at it. You missed it. We'll read the text again on the other side. Mac 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Segment here on a Monday. Congratulations on making it the year 6-10.
Now you got the rest of the day. We can't help you out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'll tell you this. Got a lot of announcements. It's like when you go to church and they're like, before the sermon starts, like, all right, here's our Sunday announcements. Cody and Gold plus The Drive will be broadcasting live from the Sportsbook inside Hollywood Casino on August 8th. You can join 96.5 The Fan live there. We'll be registering fans to win a signed Charles Minnehue football plus a pair of tickets to see the Chiefs and Colts in Kansas City. Be sure to follow Hollywood Casino on Facebook, Instagram, and X and enter their giveaway on August 7th for a chance to win $100 pen cash on August 8th every hour from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Plus August 7th, big day. That's Travis Kelce Day here on 96.5 The Fan, specifically on this show, Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey. All things Travis Kelce. Every topic, Travis Kelce. You can, like others have, leave voicemails at the on the app. You can go there, and I know Gene's done it. We've had the guy that's like stood outside my house in the bushes, wanting to know if I was at home with food that right? I was cooking. I don't know.
Yeah, I need to come over to your house.
You think
house.
That was the guy who TP'd our house, or do you think that was somebody from the kids?
No, I think you know damn well who did the TP in your house.
I thought it may have been Frank White for a while. I don't know, but I think it was probably the kids who ended up getting. You know.
Now Frank would have put a sticker on your window that says. Property tax.
That's right.
That's what they do in Jackson County. My good buddy's out there fighting a good fight today because his went up 200%.
Oh, my God. I was over at my friend's house in Lee's Summit over the weekend. We'll get to that in our Brio show of the weekend. Ooh. But they're like, Frank, you know, just lives right over here. I'm like, really? I didn't know that. Cool. Interesting. Wonder how much his taxes went up. Oh, wait, they didn't.
Yeah. Got that on Thursday, Travis Kelce Day here on 96.5 The Fan. All things Travis Kelce as we pay homage to the great tight end, the legacy. Could be a swan song. I don't know. We'll figure it out. So we'll see if that happens. And then you got the Hollywood Casino 10-2 and then 2-6 out there on August 8th on that Friday. But it is the end of the show, so we can get into what is our brioche of the weekend.
Brioche of the weekend.
Big brioche guy.
Love that. Yeah, good take.
Did you see Paul Skeens was the pitcher of the month for MLB?
I was just looking at that. Shocker, right?
0 wins, 27 innings, 36 strikeouts, a 6.7 ERA. Soon to be a Yankee, at least that guy that I seen that video of, if you saw us laughing on the cameras before we got on the air. Oh, boy.
That guy's not happy. I said, that's my block growing up. That was Tuesday, you know.
Yeah.
Yankees lost. Oh, screaming and yelling in the neighborhood. Real quick, not brioche maybe of the weekend, but kind of interesting. Front Office Sports is reporting, and they have a picture of it. Travis Hunter's jersey is for sale in the Colorado bookstore. His Jaguars jersey cool. is for sale. I think that's awesome.
Oh, that's right? A good idea.
And it does say Shador Sanders Brown jersey is coming soon, so they'll have that as well.
I could be wrong, but isn't Mahomes' either high school jersey or college jersey available?
Yeah, I've seen both.
I've seen the Whitehurst jersey.
But I don't know if that's available at Texas Tech's bookstore, though.
That's fair, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Stores, they're going to sell more of those jerseys. It's a brilliant move by the Jags. They're going to sell more of those jerseys there than they will anywhere else, right?
For sure.
And you'll get people supporting the Jags in Colorado. And it's also a brilliant move for the university because now you can sell those and make more money as well. And everybody's going to want to support Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders in their next exploits in the NFL. I think it's kind of cool. I really do like it. It looks neat hanging up in there with the teal and whatnot. But that's how Jacksonville increases their brand awareness. We talk about growing the brand of a team. Jacksonville's taking over now the Colorado area. Maybe they'll move out some Bronco fans.
Yes, please.
Deion's going to retire it tomorrow in Colorado. The That's Jacksonville right. jersey up there on the rafters.
He should.
What is your brioche of the weekend?
To my friends Tony and Tracy, thanks for having us out on Friday to your pool in beautiful Lee's Summit, Missouri. Tony and I have known each other for 20-some years, and I think we sat there for 2 hours and didn't say a word to each other and had the greatest time
That's
ever.
Amazing.
Women were in the pool doing their thing and talking. We just kind of sat there and looked at each other and just... So remember when the Royals stunk in the early 2000s and that's how we met? Like, very few words, but it was one of those kind of needed days and moments, and I thank them. And Tracy got me Twizzlers and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh, you were in heaven.
Oh, it was great, yeah.
He's like Norm MacDonald from Billy Madison. Hey, Billy, remember that one time? Billy's not here. Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what it was.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Never mind. Give me another Surfside.
Yeah.
And a Twizzler. Yeah. Make the Twizzler your straw in the Surfside.
Oh, I've done that. Yeah. Absolutely. Who hasn't? Yeah.
That's great. I remember one time when I was a kid with my dad, we were in a car ride or something. Yes, I was like, why haven't you said anything? And he was just like, I don't have anything to say. And I remember that really sticking with me as a kid, like 10 years old. So you're always wanting to talk.
Oh, yeah.
But now it's like, I'm just like, yeah, dude, don't need to talk. It's great. It's fantastic.
2 weeks ago, my wife and I drove to the lake and did not speak in the entire car ride down. And I go, I just don't, like, I'm an introvert by nature. And sometimes you just kind of need to reset and recharge. You don't need to constantly have that conversation. And that silence kind of recharges your batteries. And so I have no problem sitting in silence.
Yeah, and I still think it's spending quality time together. I don't think you need to talk. Like, I really do believe that. I think it's still spending time hanging out. So that's awesome. Good for you, man.
No, it is quality time together, you know? And by the way, my friend Tony, you should go see him in Lee's Summit. Tony Reisinger, I don't know if you know Tony.
Where is he
back in the day? Lakewood out there.
He lives in Lakewood?
Right by the golf course there, like Misty Meadow and Misty Meadow. There's a school and whatnot. He has a Bruce Springsteen collection in his basement.
Whoa.
And I was looking at him like, Dusty would let, like, I don't know how many albums autographed. I mean, unbelievable Bruce Springsteen stuff.
Put me in the wheel.
I know that I'm hard.
Yeah, big time.
So if you want to go look at Tony's stuff, he'll be more than happy to have you out there.
Nice. I would say more than probably you guys did. The pool, he'd be like, he's never allowed over here.
No. We'll just lock you down in the basement with all the Springsteen memorabilia, and you can hang out down there and look at all that kind of stuff.
Come out looking like Randy Marsh when they got the internet back in that tent. Mac, you got some brios this weekend?
Yeah, I would say camp show with you, man, was awesome on Saturday. It was really so fun. Much fun. Yeah, great weather. Sunday, same thing. Loved getting to say hi to some of the Lit fans and listeners and getting to talk to a couple of the players and just kind of go to St. Joe and kind of get used to that whole process and see what they do down over there at Missouri Western. It was super cool. And then Friday night, getting to tell our friends the gender of their baby. They're having a baby boy. So that was really, really exciting to get to tell them that. So that was cool.
Did you give them those lists that we talked about earlier?
Oh, the list of names? Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, all those football names.
Yes. Oh, that name, yeah.
You know, it's going to be Mason, Jason, Braden, Aiden, Jaden, Grayson. Grayson, you know, it'll be one of those names.
Yeah, we'll see where they go.
I'm sure it will be. But it's funny how you say the father was fired up because it was a boy. I, to this day, I'm so glad I had two girls and I didn't have a boy because I don't know how I would have been, you know, from a sports perspective. So I'm glad I didn't have to deal kind of with that. I just had to, and you get what you're supposed to have, right?
For sure.
And so the girls have been great for me. I kind of don't want a boy. You know, I was kind of like in that mindset where I did, obviously. And then I had girls and I realized, I'm glad I didn't have a boy.
Yeah, it was the best thing worked out. Yeah. Well, he's already got his route running coach set up. So
yeah,
he's
ready to go.
Here's how you do a dig. I didn't see this yesterday, but Tyreek Hill was late to practice yesterday.
That's right. Oh. A day after telling everybody you need to be there on time, he showed up late.
That's like horseradish.
Who wants this clown?
Nobody. It says culture still seems the same in Miami.
Daniel's gone, dude.
10 wins. Not happening.
Not happening.
Like, the only way Mike McDaniel going to save his job is to trade Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. Seriously.
Gosh. Nick Kurtz had himself a July. AL Rookie of the Month. AL Player of the Month. Good Lord.
Is he your brioche?
He's not, but he could be. My brioche this weekend is Jared Allen. We always talk about Hall of Fame speeches. I don't know if you saw this. The very end of his speech, he gave a really good speech to his wife. He thanked the Hunt family for being his opportunity for 8 years in Kansas City. And then at the end of his speech, he did the little hog tie, bent down, ripped his pants. Inner thigh, all the way to the knee. Just, there's never a dull moment with Jared Allen.
No. I mean,
from being number 69 to doing the tie, to having the mullet, to having the steer horns on his car, to when they were on Hard Knocks and he got like an O'Doul's because he stopped drinking. The guy goes, is that a serious thing? And Jared Allen's like, yeah, it is. And the guy's like, oh, okay, I'll be right back with your non-alcoholic beer. Thank you very much. But no, anytime there is humor in sports when it's in a serious situation, I'm always going to be a fan of that because Hall of Fame speeches are emotional. It's, you know, your last true swan song to let people know before you are enshrined in Canton or in Cooperstown, wherever it may be. And then, of course, he just does the typical Jared Allen thing, does the hog tie, rips his pants, and Emily's like, oh, crap.
Yeah, but anybody else would have been embarrassed. Jared is just Jared with
just
that.
Stay true to yourself is what I can say for that. And then, speaking of comedy, Naked Gun, the revamp, $17 million domestically. It was one of the most successful movies domestically as a comedy in the last 10 years to be released.
I mean, that's so crazy to see because it shows you where like going out to the movies really is. $17 million used to be a total fail at the box office for a weekend, and now it's considered a win. Jared Allen, I'll remember when he was drafted, and it was Halloween of his rookie year. They made all the rookies dress up for Halloween, and I'll never forget Jared Allen. I don't ever remember anybody else That dude came dressed like a 70s porn star, man. Ugh. Like, and it was like he was going to the disco and, nice. You know, Saturday Night Fever type of stuff. Like, he was all decked out in the 70s. I'll always remember that. I'm like, a lot of love here for a long snapper type guy. And now here he is in the Hall of Fame. See, kids, it doesn't matter how they draft you. It matters what you
do. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Do with that draft pick,
and something. Just stay true to yourself and continue to go do nice things for somebody, because you never know, it could change their day, their week, their month, their year. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, stay groovy. Coming up next, it's Alex, Bink, and Drew from 10 to 2 here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Tuesday.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.